Hey, this is Alex. I'm interviewing my roommate for this week's blog post. So, my first question is, have you ever fully read Apple's privacy policy or any other privacy policies?
I've never fully read a major privacy policy like you get when you sign into an iOS device or an app or anything. I've definitely read parts and I've heard other people discuss it, but I've never personally read the policy statement.
Okay. And how do you feel that Apple knows things like your name, your mailing address, your phone number, your email address, like contact preferences, device identifies your IP address or your location, and like just so much about you? How do you feel about that?
Sure. I mean, we live in a date of data information. Like companies like Google and Apple, Facebook, I mean, basically all of these services we're getting, for free or not, obviously you have to pay for a device, but the software Apple gives you to run on that device, the services Google provides or Facebook provides in terms of entertainment, like sure, it's free, but there are no free lunches and you've got to pay somehow. And the way these companies are like making money is they're mining our data. So, I mean, yes, of course, like I wouldn't like love for these companies to know all of these data points, but I think it's unrealistic to expect them not to get them one way or another, even if it's from these privacy statements.
So do you feel that it's fair if Apple restricts certain services if you don't agree to provide personal information?
Sure. I mean, they're the ones that develop the software. It's not like I just, because I'm a human, deserve to like use the product Apple's developed for me to use. I mean, there's a price that there is like to pay to get a certain service. So
All right.
The data is the price.
And like my last question would be, how do you feel that like some of your information is being passed on to third parties that maybe like aren't directly providing a service for you, unlike Apple?
Sure. I mean, again, this goes back to just cost of service. So, I mean, this is tied into the cost, even though like maybe it's not Apple directly using it, it's still the expense in this situation is your data and how like another company is going to use it or Apple's going to sell it. It goes back to the age we live in that's data driven, and for us as consumers to get products, we have to pay a price. And I know I've said that a bunch of times, but I just really think it's important to consider that, like, yes, your data is being mined. Yes, the government knows everything about you, but in general, they're not going to come for you specifically or care about you specifically. It's more of you are just one in millions of data points that are used to influence decisions from like insurance or advertising or any other thing that you can use large data sets for. So it's less personal than it kind of feels to you. I'd say like you're probably a bigger deal. It's probably a bigger deal to you than it really is in the real world. So
okay, thank you.